Welcome. This is Working with the Law with transformational life coach Christy Carotti.
This series is based on the classic book by the same name, Working with the Law, by Raymond Halliwell. Throughout these sessions, you'll learn to harness the invisible resources all around you, align with universal truths, and transform your life by understanding and applying fundamental laws. Like gravity, they work whether we know about them or not. Let's embark on this journey of self-discovery and mastery together with Lesson 1.
Hello and welcome. I am so honored to have witnessed all the leaps and bounds that you have taken so far in mastering the art of life. And I'm excited to see that you are taking a deeper dive into this work. I'm thrilled and honored to continue to be your container of support on this journey in your commitment that you have made to yourself. And since you're listening to this, I know that you have chosen to take a deeper dive, not only into understanding our ability to utilize the invisible resources that are available to us, but also to learn to live them and have them as your new natural way of being. Let's get started with working with the law. So let's just center ourselves right now and move into that, I'll call it the collective consciousness, or that place where we get in touch with the universal truth, the divine, whatever you choose to call it. And we'll start by moving into the vibration of gratitudes and proud of. What is something that you are grateful for? And as you think of something that you're grateful for, many things come up, obviously. We are so blessed. But feel the vibration. Feel that place that we can think from, that vibrational frequency of gratitude. I am so grateful. And then that vibrational frequency of proud of, something that you are proud of. That is the frequency of abundance, freedom, and we can access it through creativity. I'm grateful for the container that I have, the container that I'm able to be supported by him and even by Aaron, just by the life that I've created to do this work and to share this work. And for me, there's nothing more meaningful than watching people's lives transform. And when I went through my fatigue state a couple of years ago, I used to think, well, I've done enough. I've touched the lives of so many teenagers, and now they've become young adults. I've done enough. Can't I have a break here? And then as soon as I was through the fatigue, I was like, let's go, baby. So there's more to do. And so I'm grateful for this container. And I'm proud of an interesting little turnaround that I've had. I actually ended up getting kind of sick from our dinner Sunday night. I ate hush puppies and breaded okra, and so that was gluten. And I just ended up, you know, thinking that I could escape the law, and that's a thing that exists in fact. But it exists in fact, and there's a law behind it. And if I try to override the law, the thing that is, and until I have the next level of healing, of wellness in that area, well, and even there's this whole thought about what's good for my body, that I want to keep that fact in my life, that my body is much more well when I'm in tune with my body and paying attention to it. And I try to ignore it. So I ended up very sick yesterday, and I kind of was beating myself up. And then I went, wait a minute, if I turn on my natural GPS system, how can I look at my discontent, my disappointment, and how can I turn it into moving me in the direction of my dream? And it was just exactly that of like honoring, finding a way, you know, it's like there's this idea of deprivation, oh, I can't have that, versus, oh, wellness for my body. And so there was a wonderful turnaround. So I'm proud of myself for doing a big 180-degree shift to, no, this is a blessing. This is a good thing. This is reminding me that I love my body and I love the direction that I'm moving in is wellness with my body. And I want to continue to do that. You know, Jerry and I went out to Monty's for Valentine's Day, and this is kind of tradition. And we are just finding we just don't eat in the same way that we used to. We both took home half our dinners. You know, it was just like overwhelming amount of food and rich food. So one of my areas that I want to move in the direction of is how can I bring that great joy of sharing meals with people, trying savory types of things. You know, that is a joy in life, and do it in harmony with the wellness of my body and the wellness of my well-being, of my true nature. And so I feel proud of that and grateful, too, for the insight. So working with the law. So this is a book by Raymond Holywell. Just trust the process. Like, this is not something that you have to get and plow through. Really think of it more as a resource. In fact, Raymond Holywell wrote a book that is used, has the chapter in it, The Law of Attraction, that was used as part of the inspiration for The Secret. But he talks about 11 laws and then the first primary law, which is working the law. And working with the law is basically the idea, just like electricity, if you don't know how to use the law of electricity, you either hurt yourself or you don't have electricity, you don't get the result that you want. And so it's the same thing with working the law. You have to work with it the way it works, not the way you want it to work. I want you to get and understand that you don't have to understand every one of these 11 laws that we're going to study. You can just listen and gather your insights from these calls, and that's good enough. And you can take a deeper dive. And as if you get into this call and you want more information and you want to take that deeper dive, you know, we can talk about that. But this is one of the things about working with the law. Everything that you, and this is the first law that he talks about, the law of thinking, everything that you pay attention to is what you create. So if you're going to panic even about how am I going to get and understand all of that, you know, it's going to be a struggle. Or you can go, I will assimilate what I can of this and know that I have this great and amazing resource and this foundation. And it will set a foundation for the next 6 months as we go into mastery. I'm sitting in my dining room instead of my office tonight because one of the things that I love to do is to actually do jigsaw puzzles. And I found these little jigsaw puzzles. They're 500 pieces, but they're these little mini puzzles that you can find at the Dollar Tree. And they're of repeating patterns, like the one that I'm working on right now is all these different little candy pieces. And it's just, it's one of the wonderful, relaxing things that I love to do. And as I was doing this particular puzzle, and as I'm, you know, revisiting working with the law and getting ready to share this information with you, I'm finding it to be an amazing metaphor for working with the law. And so I'm sitting out here just because I want to share how to use this book and this program, and I'm going to use the metaphor of the jigsaw. So I have my whole system of how I do jigsaw puzzles. Okay. So the first thing that I do, of course, is get the border, and that's the container. And the container is almost like, what's the life we'd love to live? It's almost like our vision, the, you know, the border, the framework for us to put something in. And one of Mary's comments was, you know, if you don't create a framework, if you're pouring cement and you don't have the forms, then you get a mess. You know, you don't get a driveway, you get a mess. You know, you don't get the stairs that you're pouring cement into. You get a mess unless you have the form. And that's what the border is like on this. And that's what the first chapter that Hollywell talks about is working the law the way it works. So we put this framework down, and we're going to pour these laws, this our understanding of the laws, into this framework of the puzzle. And then the next thing that I do is I start sorting it by like pieces. And I usually have a hierarchy. So in this particular puzzle, there was pink sprinkle candies, little gumdrops with pink sprinkles on them. It was very easy to pick those out of the puzzle pieces. So that became the primary. Anything that had any bit of pink sprinkles, that became the primary. And then there's this nice orangish color. So that became the secondary. So none of the orangish colors, if there was a sprinkle color and it had orange on it, it would still go into the sprinkle pile. Okay, and then the third was this lemon yellow color that they have. Okay, so I usually lay out things, and I don't sort all of the pieces, you know. So it's just like the law. So let's say that the pink sprinkles are like the law of thinking. And we work on and focus on the law of thinking. And the law of thinking says that we want to have our thinking rather than letting our thinking have us. Okay, and so we pay attention to and we put together and we learn and understand that principle, that law of the pink sprinkles or the law of thinking. And what do we want to pay attention to? And one of the primary practices of this work is to notice what you're noticing. Pay attention to what you're thinking. Okay, so learn to, and you do that through a meditation practice. You learn that through paying attention, through various ways of just like pausing and thinking, what am I thinking now? You can check in with your feelings. If your feelings start making you feel agitated, you can stop and pause yourself and say, what am I thinking? And, you know, what's really interesting is when you have an accident or something abrupt happens, you can actually pause yourself and say, what was I thinking right before that? And you'll often find something that really affected your experience in that moment. That's almost like an instantaneous experience of the law of thinking. So that's the pink sprinkles. But, you know, you start putting this together and some of the pink sprinkles are not outside on the edge and some are in the middle and you don't know where they're going to go. And that's just like the law of thinking. And we gather the bits and pieces of the information that we have right now and we can put together. And then we go to the secondary. And I'm not saying in order of importance or anything. Well, the next one in working with the law is the law of supply. Now, the law of supply. And so in my puzzle, this happens to represent the peachy orange colors that I have here. And the law of supply says that there is always enough available. There doesn't need to be competition. There is always enough supply. All supply is available to us. And if we have a need, there will be an equal opportunity of an idea to fill that need. There is not a limited number of ideas to solve problems. There's not a limited amount of resources to create a project. That there is all supply available to us. And we can tell what we believe in, what our thoughts allow us to think by looking around us and seeing how much supply we are enjoying, whether it's freedom, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances. We can look around and say, how much supply am I enjoying by looking at our bank balance? You know, and that tells us what we are thinking when we're not remembering to think, when our thoughts are having us rather than us having our thoughts, because all supply is available to us. And it is a frequency, just like we started with this call with our gratitudes and proud of, it is a vibrational frequency that we move to and put ourselves into. And it's through us. It's not through something outside of us. It's actually through our thinking. Okay, it's through our awareness of our connection to the divine. And it's not only through the awareness. It happens anyway. It happens whether we know it or not. you know, by design or by default, you know, what is it that we want to create? And this is a good universe. I mean, it is an upwardly spiraling universe that really wants us to create ourselves in the next becoming. So that is a given. How do we access that? How do we use that as a resource? We do it through law number one, our thinking. What do we think of the law of supply? So now I'm here in my jigsaw puzzle, and I'm working on the peachy colors, okay? And so I'm adding some of the peachy colors, and I get to a certain point of these orangey-peachy colors, and I kind of get stalled, and I don't know what to do with it. So how does that relate to any of these laws? But the law of supply in this particular case, it says, I learn as much as I can, I implement as much as I can about these laws, and I don't have a complete puzzle yet. All of these laws form to create the whole puzzle of working with the law. And so I can just put that aside. And part of this is to help you learn how to move through the next few weeks of working with the law. And so I've done enough of the peachy colors that now I'm moving on to the yellow colors. And the yellows now actually stick out more because I have other things for them that, like, that's so obvious, that goes there. For a while, everything's obvious. So when we start exploring the next law, the law of attraction, we start really seeing how easy it is when we use the law of attraction. Now, the law of attraction is like the thinking, is what we pay attention to, is what we create. And it's done either by ignorance or by choice. And that's why we want to become educated and we want to study these things and we want to put ourselves around people that are in this work and in this understanding. Actually, the law of attraction is actually a secondary law. The primary law is the law of vibration. And what the law of vibration, and we've talked about this before in here, is that the law of vibration is like a tuning fork. It's like, what do you want to tune yourself to in the vibrational pool of things? And this takes us down into the quantum physics aspect of this, and where we can look at the molecules broken down into the particles, into the atoms, into the quarks. And then when we get down to the very essence of it, there's the strings, and this is where we get the string theory. And that those strings are not actual strings, they're vibrations of different patterns. And so if you think of all of our cells made up of vibrations of different patterns, and if we hit a tuning fork, we're just like a piano. If you hit a tuning fork around a piano, first that note that matches that will start vibrating, and then actually all the notes on the piano, all the strings on the piano will begin to vibrate at that level, the same level. They are attracted to that same level. And that's what we want to do with our thinking, our thoughts, is that we want to hit a tuning fork, and that's why we use our gratitudes and our proud of, and we hit the tuning fork, and we want to vibrate at a particular frequency. So, you know, the TV or a radio station is a really good example of how we want to tune into, or how we can choose to tune into various vibrations or frequencies. So if you're listening to 92.5 and you want to change the frequency, you don't like what's on 92.5, you have to change and match the vibration, which is actually, you know, radio waves up in the atmosphere all around us, right? And you match those radio waves and you actually hook into what's on 103.2. And that's how it works for us with the law of attraction, is we tune ourselves. So how do we tune ourselves? The one thing that I want to point out here is that the place to start with, like I'm looking at my puzzle here, right, and I'm starting to put the yellow pieces in, the thing that I want to start thinking about is what's not here. And as I was doing this particular puzzle, I started seeing what wasn't here was all of the white pieces. There's a lot of white pieces, and I had kind of ignored those. And the white pieces could represent, when they're out there, something that we don't know about, some of our behaviors, some of our belief systems. And so in the law of attraction, we can use looking at what we don't believe. Okay, so for example, looking at our checkbook and believing that that we believe in lack and limitation. And your checkbook will tell you that if you do. Or your relationships, how many friends you have. Do you have a lack belief in looking at your friendships? If so, then what do you want to replace that with? And that's the most important part of the law of attraction is, yes, use that to discover what you don't know, what you don't believe, and then tune up. So there's 3 points to the law of attraction that we can take a look at and help us create and attract what it is that we want to create and attract to us. The first one is interest. What are we interested in? So it's just like with my puzzle here. You know, it's like first I was interested in the pink sprinkles. And I work on some other parts, and then I come back to the pink sprinkles. I want to create, I want to complete this part of my puzzle. So I'm interested in, where are those pink sprinkles? And then it's what we pay attention to. And this is a daily practice. Okay, this is what we want to really bring into our daily practice. What do we pay attention to? What are we paying attention to today? Are we paying attention to something that's disappointed and maybe roped us in or caused us disappointment or pain? Or are we paying attention to the things that are working? And if it's friends, to the friends that we have that we do want to be around. And if we don't do this on a daily basis, then we actually sever that building up of the newer pathway, basically, that we're creating that new habit, that new belief to be in effect. So one of the opportunities that Mary has given us has been to read a certain part out of the book, The Science of Getting Rich, 4 chapters, 90 days. And if you miss a day, you start over on those 90 days. Why? Because you are developing the neural pathways to really embody those ideas and those concepts. And so it's the same way with the attention. What do we give attention to? And this needs to be on a constant and daily basis. And the third is expectation. And that's where we use our desire. You know, we ask ourselves, you know, what would I love? Our desire. And then we move into a place of expectancy. And expectancy is just like when you go over to the light switch and you turn on the light switch and you expect to get light. And you move into that place with that you would desire, with expectation of knowing that if you have the need or the desire, there will be an idea to make that, to create that, to manifest that. Okay, so we have interest, attention, and expectation. So the first thing that you want to do is to expect good to continue. Bob Proctor talked about when he first started creating these types of things in his life, some good things happened and then he didn't believe it would continue. Well, if he believes it won't continue, then it won't, right? Because that's where your thinking is going. That's what your thinking is doing. And so you want to expect good to continue. And that's also why we do more study, is that we want to understand more and more every day and keep ourselves in this practice. Now, I want to share a story with you of when I was between undergraduate and graduate school. And, you know, I'd grown up with these concepts, but I started studying them as an adult and really starting to understand these principles and these ideas. And I met this woman, and she was really thrilled and excited about the things that I was learning as well. And we decided to go on a camping trip and have kind of like our own little retreat and talk about these. But she was having a lot of struggle and conflict in her life, and she really wanted to work on these things. So we went up, this was actually up in Oregon, and we went to these hot springs, and we ended up camping in these hot springs. And there was this guy there that was this old deadhead guy. You know, he traveled with the dead for a while and stuff. And he was just like camped out in this campsite. And it was several campsites. But we ended up meeting him. He offered us his hobo coffee and shared with us his tin can lantern that had He had, taken the can openers and put holes in the top, and then he had cut open this little window inside. I'm telling you this for a reason. This is a teaching story, so hang in there with me. So that was the little lantern that he made, and that's what created light when we walked away from the campfire. And so he was almost like our keeper for them. He kept coffee going. We would be talking about these spiritual things, and it didn't seem like he was even understanding, or we were talking about these quantum theory ideas and stuff, and we were just like really exploring, and all of a sudden, he'd pick up his guitar and he'd start playing this song that just totally related to whatever we were talking about. It was just like this amazing, mystical, magical night. And then she started getting kind of distraught and upset and looking at her life and how am I going to get through all of this? And in the meantime, she said, I have to go out in the woods and, take care of Mother Nature business. And so I said, well, let's go. And I picked up the guy's lantern and we walked out into the woods and she turned and went to do her business. And she said, oh, but I can't see where I am. I can't see anything. And I said, that's because you're blocking the light. And it was such a deep and profound moment for her, for me, but for her of just realizing how she was the person that was blocking her own light and that she had been living as the victim and at the effect of everyone around her. And all of that thinking and all of what she was doing was blocking her own light. And that's exactly, we can look to all of these things and somehow we are blocking our own light because the light is the law. And every time we talk, use the word law, we can transform this word into law, into love, law, into life, law, into light. So this is about discovering, and we use these tools and techniques, and we begin discovering how these laws work, and we can begin working with them. Now, back to the jigsaw puzzle. So as we start filling in all of these pieces, there are times that sometimes I leave some of the hard pieces. There's some brown candies in here, and kind of been leaving those to the end. And I've done many of these puzzles, so I know how it's going to go. I'm going to have to line these pieces up by size and shape. I'm going to have to line them up, and at a certain point, I'm going to have to take each one and try and fit it and see if it goes there. Because sometimes that's how much we need to study. That's how hard we have to work to get this all to fit. But then as soon as it all starts to fit, and that's how learning to work with all of these laws begins getting easier and easier. And, those last few pieces you put in the puzzle are the easiest. And then you reveal this puzzle, this completed vision, dream, aspiration. I've had so many of my aspirations, my visions, my intentions that I set out last year. Many of them are already coming into reality. Why? Because that's what I'm paying attention to every day. And I'm asking myself, how can I move, not turning back away to the darkness, but how can I turn to the light? How can I turn to my vision? How can I turn to my truth? I love the idea that I have this awe that there is this grand energy power that's available to us and that we are just tapping just such a small amount of it. So the homework that I'm going to give you guys is working the law, which is basically the idea that if you try to work outside the law, it's got to work the way the law works, not the way you want it to work. And the second one on thinking is very powerful. And to realize that we have just such a small capacity of what is available to us. And so how do we tap into that? And this is why I work with creative thinking. So what I want us to do today and through the week is to look at some results right now that you would like to be different and formulate a question, not the solution, but formulate the question around that result that you don't have. And throughout the week, almost like try to stay out of the answer, and throughout the week, stay in and hang out in the question that you formulated. And we can work on formulating. I can guide you through this. What I'm trying to get you to move to here is we have results in our lives, and we don't know what the thinking is behind why we're still continuing to create that result. And we want to be very careful about going to the thinking cause of that, because we don't want to focus on that. Because what we pay attention to, the more energy you put in somebody taking your parking place, the more often that's going to happen, right? So what is it in our thinking that is causing us to create a result that we don't quite know what the thinking is? Now, we don't need to know the thinking, but if we pose ourselves in the question throughout the week, and we want the question to pose it in such a way that it brings light into your experience or moves you in the direction of your dream rather than focusing on what isn't. Just like with me and the glutinous food that I ate, you know, it's like I didn't want to stay focused on. It's so hard when you're sick, right, to not focus on that. So what I did in that situation was like, well, here was my question. How can I turn this around to move me in the direction? And then it became clear. The wonderful result of that was I love my body. I love being kind and good to my body. And then separating out that my past belief was being able to eat those things versus being well towards my body.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Here are two exclusive podcast listener offers. First, for a limited time, podcast listeners can work with Christy in person at a deep discount. Christy offers a unique coaching modality of her own creation that helps clients discover their own answers to where they're stuck and how to move forward. As one of her clients puts it, it always works. This transformative process is designed to help you identify blocks and create breakthroughs in your personal and professional life. As a thank you for listening to the podcast, you're eligible for a special discount. Normally $97 for a half-hour introductory session, podcast listeners get a $70 discount automatically applied if you use this link, masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. That's masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. And that link is in the podcast general description as well. Second, you can get the entire library of Mastering the Art of Life with PDF notes and worksheets for each lesson, plus bonuses at no cost at masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in, all one word, masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in. That link is also in the general podcast description.